Good morning, students. Today I will teach you practical geometry for class 8th, chapter 4. I will explain you how to construct a quadrilateral in different situations. You know that we require three measurements, either side or angles, to draw a unique triangle. Since three measurements are enough to draw a triangle, a natural question arises that four measurements would be sufficient to draw a unique four-sided quadrilateral. The answer is no. We cannot draw a unique quadrilateral by using four measurements. So, it is compulsory that five measurements is needed to determine a quadrilateral uniquely. Now, how to construct a quadrilateral in different situations? The situations are given as follows. You can draw a construction of a quadrilateral when four sides and one diagonals are given, or when two diagonals and three sides are given, or when two adjacent sides and three angles are given. Next case is three sides and two included angles are given, and the last case is some special properties of quadrilateral are known. So by using that properties we can draw constructions such as squares, rectangles, rhombuses. Now we will discuss about the construction of a quadrilateral when the length of four side and one diagonal is given. This is the first situation to draw a construction. I have given you one example to construct a quadrilateral PQRS, where PQ 4 cm, QR 6 cm, RS 5 cm, PS 5.5 cm and PR 7 cm. Here the diagonal PR is given as 7 cm. So by drawing the diagonal PR first, we will start the construction. First we will draw a diagonal PR of 7 cm. Then from P we will take a 4 cm arc, and from point R we will take 6 cm arc. Where the both will join, that is the point Q. So in this way you can get a triangle PQR as explained in step 1. In step 2 we will take one arc from P as a center and draw 5.5 cm arc, and as center R we can take 4 cm arc, as you will get the point S. So by this way you will get the point S, where the both arcs will meet each other. In this way you can draw a construction PQRS when four sides and one diagonal is given. In exercise 1, four sums are based on this situation only. So by using the steps given in example 1, you can draw the four constructions. Now in second situation, when two diagonals and three sides are given, you can also construct quadrilateral. In example 2, I have given construct a quadrilateral ABCD given that BC is 4.5 centimeter, AD is 5.5 centimeter, CD is 5 centimeter and diagonal AC is 5.5 centimeter. Also the second diagonal BD is 7 centimeter. So first we will draw a rough sketch based on the examples measurements as given here. Now step by step we will construct the quadrilateral. In first step we will draw a diagonal AC as 5.5 centimeter. From A we will take arc of 5.5 centimeter and from C we will take an arc of 5 centimeter where the both arcs meet each other. That point is D. In this way we get a triangle ACD. Now from D as a center we will draw a arc of 7 centimeter which is the second diagonal and B point is somewhere on this arc. Again with center C we draw an arc of radius 4.5 centimeter where the both arcs are meeting each other, that is the point B. In this way, you can get ABCD quadrilateral. Now, I have given you the exercise 2 based on this situation when 3 sides and 2 diagonals are given. You can follow the same steps and construct the quadrilateral. Thank you for listening.